This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In the first report of its kind by a UN panel, the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan reported on Tuesday that government forces through most of 2017 and 2018 intentionally deprived Fertit and Luo communities living under the control of the opposition in western Bahr Ghazal state of resources amounting to collective punishment and starvation as a method of warfare. Government commanders also authorised their soldiers to reward themselves by pillaging items deemed indispensable to the survival of these rural populations, the report adds. Since gaining independence in 2013, the brutal conflict across South Sudan has caused incalculable suffering to the civilian population, resulting in staggering levels of acute food insecurity and malnutrition, noted the commission. With 7.5 million South Sudanese currently requiring humanitarian assistance, we have found that food insecurity in western Bahr Ghazal, Jonglei and central Equatoria states is linked directly to the conflict and therefore almost entirely human-induced, said Commission Chair Yasmin Suka. It's quite clear that both government and opposition forces have deliberately used the starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, sometimes as an instrument to punish non-aligned communities, as is the case in Jonglei, she added. Deadly fighting's now in its 10th month in northeast Yemen, where more than 90,000 people have been forced from their homes, amounting to over half of all conflict-related displacement in Yemen this year. And the situation's about to get worse. That's the warning from the UN Migration Agency, IOM, where Chief of Mission in the war-torn Arab nation, Christa Rottensteiner, expressed huge concern on Tuesday over the devastating impact of heavy fighting getting closer to areas heavily populated with civilians, displaced people, locals and migrants. Arriving with little to nothing, the vast majority have no option but to shelter in extremely overcrowded settlements in Marib City, she said, adding that we hope that a peaceful resolution can be found soon to prevent a massive displacement crisis. She said many hundreds of thousands more could be forced to flee, many of whom would be running from this conflict for the second, third or even fourth time, and more areas would become unreachable for humanitarian organisations. And finally, countries across Europe are reporting rising levels of so-called COVID-19 fatigue, said the World Health Organization's regional director for Europe on Tuesday. Dr. Hans Kluge said that since the virus had arrived, huge sacrifices had been made by Europeans at an extraordinary cost. In such circumstances, it's easy and natural to feel apathetic and demotivated to experience fatigue, he added, saying that the problem was increasing, with estimates showing that in some countries, more than 60% of the population were feeling debilitating fatigue. He said despite this, it was possible to reinvigorate and revive measures to stem the pandemic spread, outlining three key strategies. Although we're all weary, I believe it's possible to reinvigorate and revive efforts to tackle the evolving COVID-19 challenges that we face. The first call to action, he said, was to take the pulse of the community regularly and use what you find. Second, he called for creating new interventions by officials and local leaders with the community. And finally, argued that new, safer ways to battle the pandemic had to be found. He cited floating cinemas, new format cultural events and social bubbles, urging that by balancing science, social and political needs, we can develop precautionary measures that are acceptable to diverse cultures throughout the continent. Matt Wells, UN News.